Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome back to week 15. I'm joined here with meteorologist Sean Bratton. Happy holidays. Happy weekend before Christmas. Happy playoffs, maybe?
Yeah. This is an exciting time of year. We got the holidays right around the corner. And then for those of you in the playoffs, we're in the semifinals. So this is a big time of year for a lot of us. Colin, how's playoffs treating you?
Well, you know, I know you're leading me down the path of, like, you want to feel good and puff your chest.
I actually don't, because we probably each scored one of the worst. Like, that was probably one of the worst playoff totals in the history of playoffs.
Colin had
70 points, and I had, like, 90 points.
We should have been playing for 12th place, not going into the semifinals. I, not to digress too much, I have had one of the luckiest league in history. I have had the second lowest points scored, four. And I made it to get a fifth seed out of a 12-team league. Unbelievable. I shouldn't be there. I shouldn't have beat you. I just shouldn't have been there. And I beat you in week 13 to get into the playoffs with a solid 112, I think. I think I averaged like 100 and some point, barely 100, and we're a half-point PPR league. Sean, so playoffs, I was lucky to be in, but I hope the best, but the guy you're going up against, I think, could sit three players and you still wouldn't win.
That was my whole strategy, is what is the biggest boom potential for the players that I have right now? And I don't even care if it's like, well, they may not score any points. It doesn't even matter. I just have to go Hail Mary here. And so actually one of the big decisions I'm making right now is between Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore, because I have both of them on my team. And the safer play is probably Robbie Anderson, even though he, you know, who the primary corner is, because, you know, Green Bay is given up, is one of the top passing defenses. So who one of the top corners is, like, is it going to be DJ Moore? Is it going to be on Robbie Anderson? But a lot of people are saying, hey, Robbie Anderson's a safer play, but DJ Moore has, I think, a higher TD potential here. So I'm going with him in this one. But to your point, it probably doesn't matter.
Well, you know, yeah. But welcome to the playoffs, everyone. And, you know, Sean, I'm glad you're going to lose. Sorry. I'm just glad I don't have to get you a t-shirt, because you would tie, if you made it to the championship and you won, you would tie my three league victories. And I just can't have that.
I was so excited, because on Thursday when the Chargers played the Raiders, I have Josh Jacobs and Justin Herbert. So that was like 38 points and another 19 from Josh Jacobs. But my opponent had Darren Waller, who got him 25 or 26
points. But he also started Keenan Allen. He also started Keelan Allen, which only got him about 2.2. So,
yeah, I don't think he had Keenan Allen.
Yeah, he asked me if he should start Keenan Allen. I said, yeah. And then he got like 17 yards, one reception.
Yeah. He had a couple TD potentials, but he did not come through. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, he did not start him.
Maybe I'm in another league with that guy, so I wonder if it was for his other league.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's right now projected to get 170 points, so it's not happening. But whatever.
So let's go to this week. You know, we get to experience some of the craziest weather in the Northeast during this time of year. Just happens to not be on Sunday. Yeah. We had a huge storm on two nights ago. Some of the biggest snowfall accumulations in 24 hours in the Northeast in a very long time. But then Sunday comes, and it's going to be green projections all around. If people don't know what that means for us, our green is good, no weather impacts. And all of the games that we're going to show, if we could bring up the weather map, are green. Or they're in the dome.
It is. It's so disappointing. I wish what happened on Wednesday night into Thursday is – you know, that was our weekend, because if that was the case, we would have had some huge impacts. I mean, Colin, you bring up this snowstorm. This was an historic snowstorm. And since we are the fantasy football weather guys, I feel like we need to at least talk about this a little bit. Because, I mean, Colin, you live in Albany. How much snow did you guys get?
I think what you guys showed on our accumulations was about 28, 29 inches we got in 24 hours.
Yeah, that is incredible. I mean, all across New York State, Binghamton got close to 40 inches. There are areas north and west of the Capital Region that got 40 plus. The mountains in Vermont and New Hampshire were getting 30, 40 inches. And even Boston saw around, you know, a foot plus there as well. So, I mean, that was just an historic storm. This is typically what we see in winter, these nor'easters that form along the south, and they follow the subtropical jet up and they intensify, and typically they dump a lot of snow, but this was an historic amount, especially this early on in the year. But it makes for a white Christmas, so I don't think anybody's complaining.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I think, you know, Christmas is going to be very different for a lot of families this year. So, you know, for those who expect a white Christmas, we got to remember a lot of the country never expects a white Christmas because they're in a little bit warmer climate. But for those who do, it looks like you're going to get your wish. So, you know, Merry Christmas, everyone, for that, and happy holidays for the other celebrations. This week again, Sean, you know, we're looking at the map if it's up, and you know, green, there's what is going on here? I think, and I'm going to take a stab right over North Dakota. It looks like an Alberta Clipper coming from Alberta. Just learned that. That's where that means.
Yes, you would be right. And this is a typical winter formation. So actually, if you could back up just a little bit, I just want to show the progression starting on Saturday. And yeah, there's not a whole lot really to talk about here. And this is pretty much our time right now. And there looks to be some sort of frontal boundary that's cutting across the Ohio River, Tennessee River Valley. And it looks like we have a storm forming over the south that's going to push to the east. But we don't have a lot in store for game day, Sunday, for where majority of our games are. Looks like we have a little bit going on the south, maybe a little bit off the mid-Atlantic states, maybe off the Carolinas. Nothing to worry about there. There's not going to be any games there. And then the other feature, as you mentioned, Colin, is that we have this Alberta Clipper that looks like it's forming. These are very common in the winter. They're usually drier systems. They're very quick moving. They usually follow the polar jet, and they don't dump a lot of snow, but and they're usually very quick, but it could bring, you know, an inch or two to some locations, depending on the track. But they're not, unfortunately, this is not going to be in the cards for us this week as far as weather impacts. It's still going to be too far west. So where we see a majority of our games this week is over kind of the heartland. You know, we have, you know, well, we have Green Bay tonight. We have Denver tonight. And then we have, you know, a game in Cincinnati. That's, I think, Monday night. And so we have kind of some scattered around here, but there's just not a whole lot of weather to talk about for these games. And typically this time of year is when the you know, the weather is most eventful. But just, it's just one of those things where we're all in the green this week. We do not see any concerns, nothing potentially impactful for players this week. So yeah, I mean, you play your players as you would, and especially now that it's playoffs, you got to go with your strongest players.
Speaking of strongest players, we did get a sit start decision or a question asked to us today. It was a four player out of for three positions, but I'll skip because it included Tyreek Hill and DeAndre Hopkins, and we know you play both of those. The final position for the third spot was Ayuk or Allen Robinson, and Ayuk's going up against the Philadelphia, right? Or Minnesota, I forget which one.
No, Brandon Ayuk is going against Dallas.
Right, sorry, yep, Dallas.
Yep, and then Allen Robinson's got Minnesota, and he's playing against Cameron Dancer there, who's given up quite a few fantasy points per game. He's actually given up one of the most at around 17.7 fantasy points per game. So I think that was the big question then, right, Colin, is do I play Allen Robinson or do I play Brandon Ayuk? Plus, both of them are really great matchups, really plus matchups. But that's a really fine line because you have Brandon Ayuk going against Dallas, and I think the corner he's going up against is given around 14 or 15 fantasy points per game in PPR leagues. So, I mean, who are you thinking here? Are you going with a struggling Chicago offense, which isn't actually struggling as much anymore? Trubisky's really kind of getting into a groove. Are you going to rely on the 49ers in Dallas with Brandon Ayuk there?
I'm in love, but I like
I'm in love. You've heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm in love. No, I'm in love with questions like this is what I was trying to say, is because I think I have this, like, I play by gut and by feel sometimes. And, you know, you can read all the stats and you can read it all, but, like, I just have a feeling. And I really just have this, like, internal draw to Ayuk over this week. And I can't, you know, signs would point to Robinson, but my gut would say to take the risk on this. I think there's the upside's there for him. So I would say Ayuk.
So it sounds like you're going with Ayuk then.
Yeah, yep, correct.
I mean, this has really been a difficult thing with Chicago, right? Because we have Nick Foles, then we have Trubisky, and we're going back and forth. And Trubisky's been there. And as of late, you know, Allen Robinson, you know, against Green Bay, 13 targets. Against Detroit, 7 targets, 6 receptions, 75 yards. Not a huge game there. Still got 10-plus points. And then last week, December 13th, Houston got 20, almost 23 points. Again, 13 targets, 9 receptions, 123 yards, and a TD. It's really difficult for me to go away from the potential of Allen Robinson here against a really susceptible corner in Minnesota. I just have to go Robinson here. I mean, Brandon Ayuk, a lot of people are high on this week, and rightfully so, because, you know, he has also a very plus matchup, but I'm not as confident there. I'm just not quite as confident.
Makes sense.
I mean, he's done well, too. I mean, I have to say, against Buffalo, 9 receptions. Against Washington, a really tough passing defense. 9 targets and 16 targets. And he had a TD against Buffalo. And in Washington, he had 119 yards. So I don't think you could go wrong here necessarily, but I'm siding with Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, you just went through the stats. You go through the last 5 games for Ayuk, and I mean, 115 yards, 91 yards, 75 yards, 95 yards, 120 yards. I mean, you know, I just think there's a pattern there that I would follow, and I would keep going with. You know, I'm trying to get my notes on Robinson, but I think I answered the question. You know, I'm going with Ayuk.
Yeah, and it's also interesting because what I'm actually going to try to look up here.
Wow.
Allen Robinson. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings are Minnesota and Chicago have already met this year.
Yeah, not here we go. 9 targets, 6 receptions, 43 yards.
Yeah, right? And that was with Nick Foles though.
Right, which I don't know if you could argue one is better than the other, but you know.
I just think he has just this huge boom bust potential that he could be scoring you 3-4 TDs in a week, or he could just completely just be throwing interceptions and turning the ball over left and right. So, I'm trusting him. I'm trusting Trubisky this week. You're right. He only got around 7.3 points in our league last time they met, but he got 9 targets. That's 9 targets. I mean, and if they're getting in the red zone, especially if Montgomery's helping move the ball here, and this offense has come to life a little bit, I don't know. I'm going in that direction.
I think this is like your ideal sit start question for a debate. I mean, having these two players having Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, and these two other wide receivers, it's pretty impressive. I see why they're in the playoffs.
At that point, you know, you're going to win no matter what you're doing, right? That's a win. That's a win-win right there. A lot of analysts out there are going with Brandon Ayuk just for the potential there against a really susceptible Dallas secondary. So,
yeah. So is there any other players or anything else you want to talk about this week that maybe you were kind of doing some research in or circle back on the weather? I mean, because we really don't have a lot to talk about.
In this week, like, you're in the playoffs, right? And you're going with your gut. You're going with the players that got you there. If you have a few people on your bench, like let's say a Christian Kirk, right? They're going up against Philly. He's going to be going up against Kevon Seymour, who's given up around 13, 14 points per game to opposing wide receivers that he's faced. And we know that Christian Kirk can break off big routes, big yards, big TDs. He would be somebody that's on my radar, I'll call it. On my radar. Get it, Colin? On my radar. Because
everyone's radar right now is looking for Santa Claus. That's who it is. Okay, you're probably not, because you've been a bad boy.
I had to bring it back to weather somehow. You know, I had to bring it back to weather. So he's going to be on my radar.
The naughty list of Santa is Sean. So that's it.
that's nothing new, though, Colin. That's an every year thing. Other than that, I think, you know, you're playing these players, but I have a really good feeling about Cam Akers and Jonathan Taylor. They've been really tearing it up the last couple weeks. They're projected 4th and 10th respectively this week. So you're playing them no matter what. They've gotten over 20 points in the last couple matchups for both of these players. You have Cam Akers going against the Jets, and need I say more about the Jets, who have given up a tremendous amount of yards on the ground. And then Jonathan Taylor going up against the Houston Texans, and he's had 55 carries for over 330 yards in his last three matchups, and he is turning into the draft pick that the Colts wanted him to be. So I think that's an also, I mean, I'm really high on those players. Again, you're playing them anyway, but I feel like I had to mention them. And then the other player. Bad.
I gave you the moment to mention them. So as we wrap up the show.
one other, Jalen Hurts. I think he is going to have a huge game just because of his rushing baseline. Arizona has given up the sixth most rushing yards to QBs. I think Jalen Hurts is on a really good roll right now. I think he's going to give you a good baseline. If you need him for a spot start, go for it.
So wrapping up the week, if you're joining us just late, all green, go, play your players, enjoy the playoffs, not a lot of weather impacts. Follow us at FF Weather Guys on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. I think we're on everything. And I don't know, Sean, I mean, anything else before we sign off? Happy holidays.
I want to wish everyone out there a very happy holiday, a safe holiday. And I really, we wish you luck in the playoffs. Or if you're doing like a DFS league, we wish you luck there. But we really want to make sure everyone has a safe, happy, and fun holiday season.
I love the backwards hat. You look so intimidating. Signing off for fantasy.
Yeah, I don't know what my other one is. I'm coming back from a little vacay, so I have to find it. So I had to go with my Park City hat that I got in Park City, Utah. So
well,
that's the new hat of the day.
City. Jesus.